love Unofficial Mills.
This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Did anyone see EastEnders?
No.
What the hell's going on with that?
Why?
What anyone else get a little bit grossed out last night with Ian Beale acting all sexy? Had the
what?
Script? Yes. I think maybe the scriptwriters have been on the wine or something. If you didn't see it, there's a plot line at the moment where Ian is flirting with the new blonde lovely, who is called Claire in the square.
So the girl used to be in Hollyoaks?
Yeah.
She's fit.
She is fit. But seriously, who wants to see that on a Monday night?
What did he...
I don't know who's writing his script at the moment, but they need to change that person right now. Listen to this.
The mind. That's what turns me on.
Does it?
It's obvious, really. Could have saved myself a lot of trouble. What did I know? I was a kid.
You're a big girl now.
In all the right places.
You're a big girl now.
In all the right places.
Okay, good. And here he is with his wife Jane doing some wine tasting.
Well, let's try a red, shall we?
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting some air across it, help it breathe in my mouth.
Well, don't, it's disgusting.
And you're supposed to spit.
Yeah, well, I like to swallow.
Okay, good. Also, they've nicked my wine sound effects.
They have, haven't they? Yeah.
Exactly the same.
Did exactly he have four bolts on his door as well when he tried to get in?
But here's the most gross bit, and script writers, please take note for future episodes.
I've booked a table for two at the Chalice Hotel tomorrow night.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
I've got one of those as well.
Well, you're in luck, my darling. Ian's got a room too.
I reckon we could have written a better script than that.
I like hotels. They've got rooms. Oh. And tea and coffee making facilities.
Sometimes they have a revolving door.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
Yes, they have. Victoria Gregory's been on saying, I was eating my tea when Ian Beale was getting on. Wrong. Then David on Corrie was up to the same. Doubly wrong. Should not be allowed at a tea time on a Monday night. I couldn't have said it better myself, Vicky.
I found the David from Corrie one slightly wrong as well.
Also,
although she's very good.
Who?
His girlfriend in that.
Is she?
Yeah, I like her.
Does she say things like, I like hotels, they've got rooms?
Slightly more realistic in Corrie.
I've got one of those as well.
It does sound like they've got the script right there with them, like reading it off the paper.
Over each other's shoulder.
Yeah. Nicholas says, I also find the whole storyline quite freaky. Who is writing Claire's lines? They're truly awful. And I was eating my tea, you see? Don't put that on when you're eating your tea.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
Do you know what I really need? I need some advice from Ian Beale off EastEnders. He's got all the tips on dating, hasn't he?
You're a big girl now.
In all the right places.
Yeah.
That's never a good opening line either, is it?
You're a big girl now.
Yes, I am, in all the right places.
And also, Ian could recommend a good hotel, couldn't he? With rooms.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
Got one of those as well.
Wow, what are the chances of that? What a smoothie.
This is Radio 1.
I mean, what next? They've got my wine sound effects on EastEnders, do you know what I mean? There won't be only an hour of time.
Well, let's try a red, shall we?
I would imagine it'd be more that one, yeah.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting some air across it, help it breathe in my mouth.
Well, don't, it's disgusting.
And you're supposed to spit.
Yeah, well, I like to swallow.
Okay, that's nice.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
Yeah, see, they'll all be on too.
I think you've made that better.
Do you think?
I think you've improved the scene.
And then before long, they'll have this one as well. Where I'm opening the door, lighting a match. The zip will be on.
I like hotels. They've got rooms.
It's a very secure hotel.
I'm just playing them now for EastEnders. They want to tape them off the radio and use them in a future episode. Might as well. My editors are on now. This is Push Your Head Towards the Air. You're listening to Radio 1.